Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on a beautiful Friday morning. Frost advisory is now up, but it's still a little bit cold outside, so just keep that in mind. If you're heading out, you might want maybe a small jacket or a sweater when you head out. Sunny skies today, high near 69. Clear tonight, low near 44. And then for Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. Have a full house today as we've got Newark Band Director of Bands, Lee Auerin. We've also got middle school band directors, Tyler King, Kevin Rupert and Paul Renzi. And Lee, first off, thanks for stopping in. Now, the funny thing is, you said to me, you sent the email, you're like, well, I got some guys coming in, then we're going golfing. You picked a cold morning to go golfing, and you're in shorts.
I'll be fine. I can shed some layers later. So,
well, from what I just heard, you're going to do a lot of walking because you hit the ball everywhere. Yeah. So, I mean, it'll keep you warm.
Yeah, I'm definitely the worst of the group, so I'm okay with that. And I'll just have some fun and relax a little bit on a day off. So.
Nothing wrong with that at all. All right. We'll get into what's going on at the high school and the middle schools. But next week, real quick, next Saturday, you guys have got a great event taking place over at Whitefield.
Yeah, we have the 50th annual New York Marching Band Invitational starting at 10 a.m. at Whitefield. We're real excited. Welcome 16 bands. I'll list them real quick if that's all right.
Sure.
Meadowbrook, Cambridge, Heath, Riverview, Licking Valley, Logan Elm, Indian Valley, West Jefferson, Delaware Hayes, Pick Central, Licking Heights, Grove City, Big Walnut, Hilliard-Bradley, and then our Pride of Newark will be performing at 305. And it's $10 at the gate. 8 and under is free. And parking is at Newark High School, and there's a free shuttle from the high school down throughout the day. So starting at, I think, 8 a.m.
So I was about to ask, you get that amount of bands, how long a day is that?
It's a long day, but it's a good fundraiser. It's a good experience. I mean, the stadium is perfect. I mean, for that, I mean, and the only negative I would have to say is probably having to park people off site and bus them down, but they've responded pretty well. As long as they get the message that there's a free shuttle and they don't have to stress about anything, it drops them right off of that main gate. But I mean, we've become like a battleground for some of the bigger bands every year at the end of the season, and it's pretty cool to see the Grove Cities and the Pickeringtons and the Licking Heights and the Hilliards come out, and it's really cool to just give them that opportunity at the end of the season before state. So
how do you pick who takes part in that?
They get to register. So it's up to them. So I can try to recruit, but also we have a good reputation with the great facilities we share with athletics and throughout the district too. So we're very lucky.
And real quick, speaking of great facilities, how's the new field?
It's pretty good. I think it's a big part of our success so far this season. I mean, we've been out for four competitions. We've gotten superiors all four times, and that has never happened where we've gone out week one and gotten that superior right out of the gate. But I text Sarah and Lou, and I just let them know, and they're just so happy to hear that the kids are having a great time and we're having a great start to the season. And I mean, they say start, but I mean, we only have 2.5 weeks left and it'll be done. It's over and we move on. So we're so thankful and so lucky to have what we've got. And now the fence is up, and now just bit by bit things are getting finished, and we'll have lights in the tower by next season too.
Fantastic.
So it's been great.
Real quick before we bring the other gentleman in, state marching band finals are when? Where do you guys go, where and what time?
We go Saturday the 25th at 10:30 p.m., the very last band of the night, at Hilliard-Bradley High School. So we have our second competition of the season there, and then we go back and finish our season there. So it's kind of nice to bookend it with something we're familiar with. It's a late night, but the kids look forward to if we get a one. We typically go down to the white field and ring the victory bell, and it's like the one time, like one special little nugget at the end that they all look forward to their crack at the victory bell. And it's just a fun end, and I mean, it's always bittersweet to have it end, but also a huge relief to have that big part of the year behind us too.
10:30 though, that's yeah. You got to corral all them teenagers. That is nice.
They are surprisingly more energetic at that time of day than you would expect.
No, I think more than us old guys.
The adults are, including our staff, we are all a little tired, but it's fun. And, you know, and once it's done, it's done. And we just move on and get ready for Christmas and all the other stuff coming up.
Yeah, so. Not bad at all. All right, I'll bring Paul in. Paul Renzi, Wilson Middle School band director. The only reason I'm starting with you first, Paul, is because you're not only at Wilson Middle School, you're at high school with Lee. All right, forget him now. He's out of here. What's he like to work for?
Oh, he's great.
You're lying right through them teeth, aren't you?
No, I'm not lying at all. No, it really is fantastic working with him. Just getting that dual time with our students, and also seeing my middle school kids also at the high school. It's kind of cool to see.
Give me your background. How did you get started? I'm assuming you were in a band, maybe not, I don't know, but how did you kind of fall into this position?
So I'm kind of a unique case. My dad is also a band director for 40 years. He's at Bishop Watterson High School in Columbus, and that's also where I went to high school. And then I went to Ohio State. We all went to Ohio State, so I'm a trumpet player. I also did drum corps, which is professional marching band, without the paying aspect of it. We actually pay
guys
them.
Threw that in there.
No, people think we get paid. That's not true.
Yeah.
We pay a lot of money to do it, but it's a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
So marching band's been my thing, and then I got brought into this middle school world.
Yeah.
And it's been awesome.
You like having those younger kids?
I do.
I mean, nothing with the high school kids, but those younger kids, for the first time, maybe their eyes are a little wide open and you can have a little more fun with them. Is that what you find?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even seeing like the sixth graders all the way to seniors, just that gap, it's in the same day, too. It's pretty sweet.
I'm curious, before we bring the other guys in, from your perspective, I mean, I know Lee and I have talked about this before, you know, when you start them in middle school and you have good connections with the band directors, it really does make his job easier, does it not? Because these kids know, all right, you know, Mr. Renzi did this, mm-hmm. you know, well, we're going to keep doing it. Is it good to have that structure throughout all these bands?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even with me going to the high school, too, it increases Wilson's numbers going to the high school as well.
Right.
So I think before we brought this in my first year where we split the time, Wilson was kind of the lower amount of numbers in the high school, especially in marching band. And now I think we're one of the top numbers.
Great.
So
great. A good mix between male, female, or are you finding it, you know, kind of floats one way or the other?
Yeah, I think it's pretty mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more females.
Uh-huh. So when do you guys practice at Wilson? I mean, give us a kind of take us through a week of Wilson Middle School band.
So we do the first three periods of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with sixth grade band. So those beginner sounds bright and early. It opens up the ears. And then we do seventh grade and then eighth grade.
Yeah.
So three periods back to back. And then I head over to the high school,
mm-hmm.
teach those three or co-teach those three periods as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff when you have yeah. that amount. All right, Kevin, now I don't know if this is true or not, but supposedly your aunt texted you and said it's Hug a Kevin Day. The only person I saw give you a hug was Paul. Everybody else kind of got away from you a little bit there. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I mean, come on now. These guys, not nobody came up and run up and gave you a hug.
Well, and when your Aunt Erica, if you're listening, Aunt Erica, hi. If she sends that to you, it's valid. So
that's
I owed quite a lot of hugs, I think, when we're done.
I mean, who's going to argue with an aunt? I know I'm not. All right. Same as I asked Paul, maybe talk a little bit about your background, how you got involved with bands.
So my band background was actually kind of an impulse. I joined a band in fifth grade just because my friends were doing it. I got to try out instruments. When they asked me which one I wanted to do, I pointed to a saxophone, and they were just like, why? And I said, it looks dumb. I want to do that one. And then here I am.
Guy's honest.
In my background, until I got to college at Ohio State, I didn't even know competition marching band existed.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I was like very against the philosophy of it until I got into it and saw all the benefits it had for just music as a whole and for students especially, giving them something really big to work towards. It was a big change in teaching philosophy mm-hmm. for me. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm always trying to grow my program, grow myself as a person and educator, and I've been having a blast so far.
Did you always know you wanted to get into education? I mean, just kind of as things were progressing, like, all right, this is something I think I want to do.
Just like joining band, it was an impulse. In high school, we had to go to it wasn't a career fair, but it was a career night. And my band director, Michelle Monagold, she got up on the mic and was talking about what she does. And literally just in that moment, I was like, what if I just did that? And
mm-hmm.
again, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great impulse decision that I haven't regretted so far, and I don't think I will yet.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the kids over at Heritage Middle School. You know, Paul was talking about they're building the numbers. Are you seeing that mm-hmm. as well? More and more kids getting involved?
Yeah, this is the biggest Heritage has been since I've been here, and I like to just, I don't know, make it up and say it's the biggest it's ever been. But things are going really, really well. Since I've gotten in here, it was 4 years ago I took over at Heritage, the numbers have almost officially doubled. Middle school, throughout, and like really just mm-hmm. the three schools, the programs are booming right now. this is the first year as well, I think, in the history of Heritage. I don't know. I just like to make it
He's
up.
He's just making a baby.
I like to do that. It helps the helps
You
the
guys are playing
better.
Golf later. I wouldn't let him keep score. I can tell you that right now.
But this is the first year, at least since I've been here, we've been able to split up all three grades are now their own group who performs their own music. In the past, really only the sixth graders performed on their own, and then seventh and eighth grade, just because of numbers, they weren't at a large enough quantity, they would combine for performances. And this year, we took a leap and said, hey, let's try to split it up. We've got the numbers to do it. We have the playing abilities to do it. And we were able to try it out and give a demo run at our last concert this past week, and it went really, really well. Kids are super excited about it. They get a lot more ownership over their program, and I think it gets them excited for next year and continuing on.
Kevin, any reason you think maybe why you're seeing the numbers expand? Is it just folks like, man, we just want to get our kids in something positive?
I really think it is. It starts with the high school and it trickles down to the middle schools. We have so much good publicity happening right now across the board. We have kids working hard the second they walk in through sixth grade, and then seventh grade, and then eighth grade, and at the high school. And we have a lot of great connections. And when our fifth graders see that, and I think they see the connections that the four of us have too, and just how hard we all work, I think they do want to get in on that. Mm-hmm. It's a really positive and contagious mindset that we have at the band.
Tyler, you're over at Liberty Middle School. I'm assuming you're going to echo the same things that Paul and Kevin talked about. Are you seeing good numbers for your folks as well over at Liberty?
Yes, we are. It is really exciting to see all three middle schools kind of consistently getting great numbers. And to echo, you know, what Kevin said, I really do think that a lot of that comes from just the positive energy and the good publicity that's coming throughout the program, top to bottom. Mm-hmm. The high school continues to be just incredible and give those kids an incredible experience. We have lots of younger siblings. I can't tell you how many times you know, my students' younger siblings will come up at a concert and, you know, shy and you know, ask, "What are you going to play?" And they'll you know, have an answer. And so just kind of getting that. Getting that energy injected into them before they even get to us sometimes helps us with building those kind of numbers and families with younger siblings a lot of the time, and just the excitement around everything with the high school doing so well. People see that and they want to get involved.
Are you the same? Or music always been in your blood? I mean, how did you get into it? I mean, he's laughing at you, but that's all right. I mean,
yeah.
Is it something you always enjoyed?
Well, Lee and I go way back. We've been friends for about 23 years now, I think.
I don't know if I feel more sorry for you. I'll go with you.
So, yeah, I started in fifth grade as well. Started on trumpet. Had a really excellent, influential band director, Amanda Blevins, who made a huge impact on me and is the reason I went into music education. I think that's the case a lot of the time for us. You know, we have a great director and we want to be them or be like them. So I went to Ohio State, which is where I met Lee. We were in the OSU marching band together. And then I taught for 9 years at a different school and then ended up at Newark. He gave me a call and said, "Hey, can you come help us out at Newark here for just 1 year?" And 5 years later, I'm still there and loving it and having a great time.
How important are these programs to students? I mean, you hear a lot of times, you know, schools are going to be cutting this. And people are like, well, they really don't need music. I want them in there learning how to read, write. I mean, you've heard this before 100 times, but I mean, you see it on a daily basis, the impact it can have, correct?
Absolutely. I think the importance of having all of the fine arts programs and other electives, every student needs to have a place and a place where they feel like they fit in. And for a lot of them, it is sports. A lot of them, you know, it is music, band, orchestra, and choir, art, you know, things like that. And so those opportunities need to exist because for some of those kids, that's the only reason they're coming to school. Mm-hmm. So if they can have a reason to get through the doors, they're going to be a lot more likely to pick up, you know, in their academic subjects as well, especially if that's a struggle for them. Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of kids kind of saying to you early on, what do I need to do to get to the high school, to get in the marching band? And do you see kids at a young age telling
yes,
you that?
Yes. You know, in middle school especially, We start band in sixth grade, and our job really is to get kids all on the same page and prepare them for what they need to be able to do when they get up to the high school. So even if they're not asking, a lot of kids do ask, and we are mimicking some of the rehearsal structures and behaviors and habits that they will need to be successful musicians in high school within our middle school programs. We don't always say, we're doing this because this is what you're going to have to do in high school. We just introduce it as, this is band. This is what band is. Mm-hmm. And so without knowing it, a lot of the times they're being prepared to move on up through the grades.
Make that way up to mm-hmm. the big band, no doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join me on this Friday morning. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, high in the mid-60s. And then for tonight, clear skies, low near 44. Saturday looks beautiful, sunny, and a high near 70. Joined today by Lee Auer, Director of Bands of Newark City Schools, and Middle School Band Directors Tyler King, Kevin Rupert, and Paul Renzi. And Paul, I'll come back to you. Sounds to me like you guys pretty busy last couple of weeks with band night and all these other good things. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of fun. That's a lot of hard work. How do the kids kind of hang through this? How do you hang through weeks like that?
The kids are usually fine. It's us that are the most tired. Yeah, these past 2 weeks have been really busy.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we had our middle school band night where we bring in all 7th and 8th graders to one of the Newark football games. They perform at halftime. And then also this year, we introduced performing in the stands with the high schoolers as well. We kind of took that model from Johnstown.
Mm-hmm.
They suggested that to us, and we're like, we'll try it. And it seemed like it worked really well, and the kids had a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And also, we had over 160 kids at the game.
So that's all of them together. All the middle.
That was middle schoolers.
Yeah.
So we had about 240 combined kids on the field at one time. That's a lot.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
As a director, are you just happy if you get them out there and they're lined up right? I mean, take me through that.
We didn't even really line them up. We were just like, go out there and stand in a big old blob. It'll sound good no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. Is there who you pick the music for shows like that, or is that all through Lee?
Kevin picked the song for us to play at halftime.
Yeah.
And then we also just did a Let's Go Band. I'm sure everyone knows,
knows what
Let's Go Band is.
Yeah.
And then we also memorized our music this year. Last year we had these little flip folders on our instruments, and it's a big bit of a pain.
How hard is that for kids that age? That's not easy.
It's pretty difficult,
yeah.
But we made it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
We picked a song that was easy enough, but it sounded hard and still sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
So
you picked out the music. How did you decide what you were going to do? I mean, were you being sadistic, or was you just like, you know what, now I want them to go out there and have some fun? Oh, he was being
just
sadistic.
Like how I, well, yeah. I tell anything I do is to torture the young minds of America. It's why I do this.
You must be so happy you brought him on, huh?
My way of torture is making him better. Even just like literally how I got into this profession, it's impulse.
Yep.
Just like any band director does, mm-hmm. when I drive home from work, I put on my middle school band playlist on YouTube and just let it go. And this song, Crunch Time by Jim Swearingen, came on, and it's like, this could work really well.
Yep.
For a middle school setting. It's really repetitive, really fun to play. So like when I broke the news to the kids that, hey, we're going to memorize this, they freaked out. And then at first when they heard the song, we broke it down. I was like, listen to how often the song repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to learn, honestly, 20 seconds of music, and you will be fine for an entire 2-minute song.
Yeah.
And then from there on, it's just you work and work and work. You rep it and rep it and rep it until they've got it. Just
is there a moment where you see that?
The first time that I made them do it from memory was a fun one.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times I would just suggest, hey, you have the music in front of you, use it as a safety net, but try to not look at it. Yeah. Try your best. And then maybe about a week before I said, all right, it's time. Turn your stands around. You cannot look. First time went about exactly how you'd expect it to.
Right.
But then I said, I was like, hey, I'm just going to give you a minute to reflect on what happened. And we're just going to do it again. I'm not going to give you any feedback. Mm-hmm. And the second time, night and day difference.
Yeah.
So that was their light switch moment.
Is it confidence a lot with these kids?
It is a huge confidence thing. Everything we do is based off of kind of like a confidence spiral. Mm-hmm. Something that I learned about with Shane Harris when I student taught. It is a spiral, and that can be a good thing. It can also be a bad thing. If your confidence is low, it spirals down and down and down. It starts to negatively impact every student in the room. However, on the flip side, if your confidence is there, it starts to build up the kid next to you, and then the kid next to that, and the kid, and it spirals upwards. So confidence is, I think it's the biggest thing that we actually have to run into with, mm-hmm. with young musicians, band, orchestra, or choir.
Tyler, do you find that the kids will rely or kind of lean on each other sometimes? We're like, I'm not going to go to the director. I'm going to just kind of watch and kind of learn from who's ever sitting next to you. You see the kids kind of starting to build those leadership qualities?
Absolutely. And it's a really great thing to see as a director when you see kids starting to kind of take ownership of the process and responsibility for the success of the group. And they know that they can, that I'm always there as a resource. Our directors were always here as a resource, but oftentimes we can help each other out, and everybody has that common shared interest and goal in making the overall band better. So there's a lot of built-in incentive to help your neighbor in terms of just difficult rhythms or notes maybe that they're not aware of what the fingerings are, things like that. And it's kind of that shared goal for everybody, and that nature of, you know, we all want to be great, so we're gonna help each other out.
You know, middle school band, we talked about that, but, you know, I think back to my son, middle school concerts and those kind of things. Where do you think the kids are more nervous? Are they more nervous at those concerts where all the parents are sitting in the auditorium, or you think they're more nervous at the band? And where are you more nervous? Are you more nervous when you're doing a Friday night show?
So opposite for me and for the kids. I think my experience has been the kids seem to be most nervous about middle school band night, which to me is kind of funny because I think that's where they should be least nervous. They've got the high school band there to back them up. I tell them every year, every note will get played. Whether you play every note or not is kind of irrelevant. It's about the experience. But for them, the idea of being on the field with the entire home stands at a football game where a lot of their friends are, it seems like a very public venue for them. And that, to them, makes them more nervous. I think also because they're a little out of their element. They're used to the indoor concert setting where it's parents and you know, family and friends. So they feel less nervous in the gym at our concerts. I feel more nervous because at our concerts, it's usually just us, right? Yeah. So, you know, we have to kind of stand on our own 2 feet. And of course, there's never been an issue. But, you know, there's just moments where you're like, I'm not so sure, you know. So, yeah, but the kids are really comfortable in that setting. Super nervous on a football field.
Yeah, see, I would have thought it had been the same way for you. Now, holiday concerts coming up. You guys already into planning for these? I mean, Paul, is this something that you've already got kind of I'm sure you got them scheduled, but I mean, you're already putting in the work for that?
Yeah, I mean, we just had our fall concerts last week. We call them the debut concerts. Mm-hmm. They're just what they say. They're debut concerts. They're not really full songs. They're just showing what we do in our days. Yeah. They're mostly for sixth graders to get comfortable with performances. So those were last week. And then the day after, I passed out Christmas music in October. So, yeah, we're already preparing for our concert in December. Wilson's is on December 17th. I'll let the others tell when.
That's a fun, I mean, again, just kind of hearkening back to my son. I really enjoyed going to that every year, the holiday concert. Because, I mean, you could see the kids want to do very well, don't get me wrong. But they're really having fun with that because it's songs that they've grown up with, and parents know them. And that I just think, for me as a director, do you just sit up there too and kind of forget where you're at and just have some fun with them?
Yeah, we have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Last year I gave my flutes little Santa hats to go on their instruments, and I let them wear holiday hats as well. So it's just about having fun and making them more comfortable.
Unless you're with him and he's Mr. Torture over there. Do you at least allow him to have fun during the holiday concert?
He gets some coal.
Yeah, that's right. I got a rock.
Yeah, that's just my definition of having fun in band is getting better. And for them, again, getting better is torture.
Yeah.
And I love to joke around with them.
But we need we need to talk about this guy. It makes me a little nervous.
My favorite thing to say is when they're middle schoolers. They'll complain about anything. And I go, oh, no. Mean old Mr. Rupert's making you do something you signed up to do. Yeah. Oh, man. I hate getting better. I hate being the best I can be. And they buy into it. They've started saying that to each other, too. And it's like, oh, you're becoming a bunch of little me's out there. I love seeing that. Heritage's holiday concert is, I don't remember what it is, December 10th. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we passed out our music yesterday for it. Passed out one of them. The other stuff, we listened to it. So it's a best thing. Like, one of my favorite things about music is that there is always something to keep working towards.
Sure.
It's like, cool, you got your first milestone. Awesome. Okay, here you go. Our next one's in 8 weeks. Let's keep working. Let's keep getting better together. And it's a great thing. In life, you have that too. Like, there's always something in life to look forward to and to work towards. So I like getting to teach them that through the fun of music.
Yeah. Paul, when is your holiday concert?
Ours is Monday, December 15th.
And I'm assuming you've already got all the music out as well?
I've got it, but it's not out. We actually...
you're a little late to the game, Paul.
We have started getting ready for our Veterans Day assembly, actually.
Oh,
so,
talk about that.
So we do an assembly every year on Veterans Day, and the band, choir, and orchestra all perform. And so, you know, it's kind of a one that comes up quickly after our fall concert and after middle school band night. So, you know, we have about a month for that, and then about 2 months for the holiday concert. So we actually, for a period of time, have to work on both sets of music at the same time, which can get a little bit hairy, but it always goes well.
How long have you guys been doing that? Is that something that's been involved at the school for a long time?
Since I've been there, and since way before. It's something that, you know, when we stopped, I think, having the day off on Veterans Day, schools started being in session so students could actually learn learn about Veterans Day. We started having assemblies to kind of achieve that. So that's, I think, a really great thing that we've been doing.
Lee, jump back in here real quick. I never know what to believe when you come in here, because we're always having so much fun. But you did mention this a while ago, that having guys like this that you work with just makes your job so much easier, because
it does.
They're following the game plan that you want.
Correct? Yeah, I mean, it's not just my hope and vision. Like, we've worked collaboratively since we brought everyone in, since 2021 when Tyler came, and then 2022 with Kevin, and 2023 with Paul. Now it's like, okay, we have a cohesive unit, we have plans in place, and now we can try and get everything going the same direction at the same time, which, I mean, as great as we've had teachers at New York City schools, it has not been this cohesive in a very long time where everyone's pulling the same direction. And I feel like we have that. I mean, from the community support, we talked about the field earlier, and now also the right teachers in the right places, and the amount of kids we have coming. I mean, there's just so many things to be positive and not a great world to be in. It's something to latch on to and focus on all the great things happening for our kids. And we are so lucky to have these guys. And I mean, it's nice. And I think I might mention this, one of the first times I was on with you guys is when we were hiring band directors, it's like, I'm hiring my new friends, whether they want to be or not, kind of thing. And that's not a put down on anyone, but it's like, no, like, it's, if things go well, we will end up having that strong connection. And I think, like Kevin said earlier, like, that strong connection, the kids see it too. And they know, like, hey, we're going to call each other out for what's not going right too, as well as we're going to support each other when we have to. And I mean, I think we're the envy of the programs at the school, because other programs are asking, like, hey, how did you guys get so close-knit? And because we're always at each other's stuff, helping them move chairs, stands, set up, tear down, you name it, we're doing it to help as much as we can. And it's awesome. I love it.
All right. Give you a chance. What's coming up for Newark High? You talked about the big band competition next week, but your holiday parties, all those kind of things.
Yes. Well, tomorrow we're at the Buckeye Invitational, so the Pride of Newark will be marching in the Horseshoe at 8:15 p.m., and that's super exciting. We got our home Invitational next week, and then state the following weekend. And then we have a kind of semi-fall concert on November 20th, the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Gives our kids a chance to play like non-marching band music and non-Christmas music, do something non-holiday related. And also our Christmas concert is combined with the orchestra and the choir, so we're limited on how much music we can fit, or else it's a 4-hour long concert, and we fit all of those groups into about an hour and a half. So we're really proud of that. So we want to keep that combined concert brief, and that's coming up. And that's on December 12th, and we'll do a jazz Christmas concert as well. And I mean, there's just so much going on. it's going to fly. And I mean, marching band, it feels like I went to bed and it was July, and now here we are. It's mid October, almost the end of marching band season already. So. Well.
Good luck at the state marching band finals. I'm sure you guys will do very well. The next time you three come in, we're not bringing him in, because I mean, we're really going to get down to what it's like dealing with him. I can tell you that right now.
I'll sleep in. It's fine. I can't sleep in.
Well, Lee, as always, I appreciate you reaching out again, like doing this every so often, and just kind of talk about the music program, band programs over at New York City Schools.
So we love
appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
And to Tyler, Kevin, and Paul, everybody remember, it's Hug a Kevin Day. So if you see him out there, he's gonna be at the golf course, give him a hug, because I know who he's dealing with, so he could use one. But guys, I really appreciate you coming in today. Thanks so much. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town. Licking County Commissioner Tim Butt will join us. He'll catch us up on all that's going on in Licking County government.